Previously deported illegal aliens join caravan, it's time for me to go back. By John Binder on October 22, 2018. Previously deported illegal aliens are joining the now 7,000-strong migrant caravan headed to the United States-Mexico border to inundate and overwhelm the country's asylum and immigration system. A new report by The Washington Post reveals that the migrant caravan now includes illegal aliens who have already been deported from the U.S., but who are looking to illegally re-enter through the southern border with the caravan. As noted by The Post, illegal aliens who have been deported multiple times are now a part of the caravan, including 29-year-old Imner Anthony Fuentes, who has been deported from the U.S. 6 times. "That's just how it is," Fuentes told The Post. "They catch you, and you try to get back." Fuentes was most recently deported 5 months ago for the 6th time out of Birmingham, Alabama. Another previously deported illegal alien, 36-year-old Job Reyes, has joined the caravan. "It's time for me to go back to the United States. It's a country where I can live my life, unlike Guatemala," Reyes told The Post. Reyes was deported after overstaying his visa for 14 years. "When I heard about the caravan, I knew it was my chance," Reyes told The Post. Another previously deported illegal alien, 32-year-old Juan Jimenez, told The Post he joined the caravan as well in an effort to go back to working in the country. President Trump on Monday announced that he would begin the process of cutting off foreign aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador for their inability to stop the migrant caravan from marching up to the U.S.-Mexico border. The president also called the caravan a national emergency. Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador were not able to do the job of stopping people from leaving their country and coming illegally to the U.S., President Trump tweeted. "We will now begin cutting off, or substantially reducing, the massive foreign aid routinely given to them." The Central American countries receive more than $500 million in federal aid from the U.S. every year. Trump has not yet indicated how much of that federal aid will be cut. As Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reported, migrants with the caravan profiled by The New York Times and the Associated Press have all noted that their main goal once arriving in the U.S. is looking for a job, which is not an eligible claim for asylum. Breitbart Texas reported that the migrant caravan stormed through Mexico last week, tearing down a border barrier in the process as they cross from Guatemala to Mexico. Currently, the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million legal and illegal immigrants every year, with more than 70% coming to the country through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. The mass illegal and legal importation of mostly low-skilled foreign workers is a boon to big business and Wall Street, but results in decades of poor job growth, stagnant wages, and increased public costs for working and middle-class Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.